But joining me right now is Katie Atkinson, from the who's the CEO of Youth Action. She's going to talk to us about what the yes vote means, and it means a lot of things. How are you going, Katie?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Anthony, for having us.
Now, this is a very significant moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've been talking about yes and no's, and there's been a lot of like ping-ponging back and forth in politics over this, but this is probably one of the most significant social change moments for under 25-year-olds in Australia's history. I mean, we had women getting enrolled to vote and Aboriginal people being recognised as actual people and being counted in the census, and, you know, we had the sorry sort of thing a couple of years ago, but there's been some pretty huge moments in Australia's history that in past generations, I think for me and many other people, this is like the first big thing of going, I'll remember where I was when this happened.
Yeah, and I think it's not just for millennials, also for Gen Xers. Like, a lot of the big reforms happened before Gen Xers, became aware.
So it's
actually crossing two generations here. Now, how significant was it that so many young people signed up so they could be part of the postal survey?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you remember because it seems like a million years ago, but when the postal vote was announced, there was that the electoral council opened it up and said you can enroll to vote. If you're not enrolled to vote, you can enroll to vote. And in a really short period of time, it's about 3 weeks, we got 65,000 under 24-year-olds enrolling to vote because they wanted to have their say. And so it's really exciting because that was a really huge push of what we've been hearing from young people for many years is that they really care about marriage equality. This is a significant issue to them, and they came out to even not even just to do the vote, but they even enrolled to vote. So many of those young people might not have wanted to vote in the past, but this was an issue that they really cared about, and they came out and they had their say, and that's what we saw today.
And I'm right in saying that it's something like 80% of young people voted.
Yeah, it's close to that. Yeah, close to 80% of young people voted. And that's pretty on track for what we know in the past. So in the past sort of 5 years, about 81 to 85% of young people have said that they want marriage equality in Australia. And so the fact that the postal vote is actually a pretty similar number shows that, those rates are pretty true. And also really interesting that young people won't even let this postal vote way of doing it get in the way of them having their say, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, like it's not something they're used to, is it?
No, I mean, I think we were really worried at first that this was the government trying to purposely exclude young people because, the government spent millions and millions, billions of dollars really putting things online for the past decade and trying to, Centrelink is online, most of the stuff we do online, our banking is online, and all of a sudden we're going back to posting. And that tends to be a way that we engage older Australians, so over 65-year-olds. So when they announced that it wasn't going to be an online form, we thought, oh no, this is going to be bad. But actually what this shows is that young people are really engaged. They want to have their say, and they will learn a new technology like posting to make their say happen because it's important to them.
And we should also thank Postman Pat for training these people on how to use.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think there was a lot of videos that went around of going, this is a post box, this is what you do. I mean, it'd been years since I'd posted a letter too, and I felt like, wow, this might be the first time many young people have actually posted a letter. It's not to say that they don't do these things. They engage all the time with, doing stuff with Centrelink and, even the census is online. You can vote online. Most things are online for most young people, and most Australia uses those online platforms. So for this to be a postal vote was a very unusual thing, but what we've seen today is it won't get in the way.
Now, with so many young people signing, basically enrolling and also taking an active role during the postal survey, I mean, do you see any roll-on effects with future elections coming through?
Yeah, what's really exciting is that those new 65,000 people on the roll. So what this means to me, I think a lot of young people have been quite frustrated with political parties in the past. In the last elections, we haven't really seen the government really trying to engage the youth vote. They haven't really been talking about youth issues or saying, young people care about this and this is why we as Labor or Liberal or the Greens are talking about it. There's been just a lot of rhetoric around things that are really kind of looking at older voters and winning over their vote. But I'm hoping what this means is that those new voters, and the fact that so many young people are really engaged in politics right now, and were really quite angry about the fact that they were being forced to vote, but have obviously come out and had their say, that when the next election comes, that we have state elections coming, and also I think probably an early federal election with what's happening in Parliament right now, we're actually going to see politicians trying to win over those youth votes, and maybe what we'll see is some movement in youth issues in Australia.
That's a great thing, and it's very much overdue, I think.
Yeah, me too. I'm really hoping for a change. I hope this is a tidal wave that's just going to move forward in a rainbow way.
Well, look, a very positive day, and it seems that the positivity could roll on.
Absolutely.
Well, Katie, thank you very much for spending some time here on 2SCR.
Oh, thanks for marking this day. It's great.